I do it every day at 4 o'clock. And he'll be like, I don't like that guy. Well, if he's available at 4 o'clock every day, he's probably going to be on more than a guy who's not available at all at 4 o'clock, like Ray Loser DeVito. And people are like, you're obsessed with Ray. No, I'm just pointing out what a loser Ray is. Never say Ray should be on the show more. When we were using Ray, Ray was always not available because he's a loser. That's why no one's heard of him. That's why I never heard of him until Bob Bickerstaff brought him to Compound Media. And I've been doing comedy like 40 or 50 years in New York, and I never heard of Ray DeVito. Never. Never. I heard of Joe DeVito.
He does the open mic at Old Man Hustle.
Who?
Ray DeVito.
What's Old Man Hustle?
It's the comedy club owned by sexual predator Ed Farrell.
All right, allegedly. Where? Allegedly. No, just tell me what town.
It's in, there's two of them. There's one on the Lower East Side and one in Williamsburg.
Yeah, Ray's an open micer. Ray's a 50-year-old open micer, and then the opportunity to make money here. He's like, no, that's when I go to the gym. Trumpet, KB, it was a great show yesterday. Hilarious. I rewatched it two more times. Thank you. And also, people are like, the Patreon thing, again, I'll keep them up on YouTube because that way people on Patreon be like, how come it's not on Patreon? Because Patreon's a little complicated. So
Kevin.
Eventually get it up on Patreon, and then they won't be on YouTube anymore. So enjoy while they're free on YouTube.
All you have to do is put it as unlisted on YouTube and then embed it on Patreon. Shut the fuck up.
I don't care what you have to say about it. I still got to do it. Adam sent me a tutorial, and it's like making a fucking cake from scratch. It's not easy. Cut ties with Stevie Lou and the lip will heal. Herpes Lou. Oh, that's an interesting take. You're saying he gave me herpes? Give all this to Dalton. He rules. All right, there's $1.99.
You can see, yeah, my Cash App is $DPruitt47 if you want to send that to me, Kevin.
What is it?
My Cash App is DPruitt47 if you want to go ahead and send me that.
I got to learn how to put these things on the bottom. What Adam used to have the...
What are you trying to do? Moving.
This thing on the bottom, the ticker, it would be moving. So I got to learn how to do that.
Oh, I don't know how to do all that.
Wow, that's tricky. But you know how to work Patreon, but you don't know how to do that.
I know how to work. Yeah, Patreon's pretty simple.
Kevin Soundboard, formerly Dalton back from the dead, Succession, Curb, Sex in the City.
Yes. You want me to explain that?
No.
Okay.
Is this Meatloaf's queer son?
Yes. Like Dalton, a fag out of hell.
That's good. Okay, go ahead. You have a minute to explain that.
Oh,
I'm already bored.
Oh, when I was going crazy, I thought my TV, specifically HBO programming, was sending me messages that other people weren't getting. So I had this paranoid obsession with Succession, Curb Your Enthusiasm. And I don't really remember any talk of Sex in the City at that time, but maybe.
So nothing triggered you to go nuts?
Yeah. Yeah, something did. I mean, something snapped at some point. A lot of it was probably drug induced. Like, I was smoking a lot of weed and doing a lot of psychedelics at the time. And so that was converging with, I was getting a lot of attention on the internet. That was kind of messing with my head, as it probably would.
Oh, you did it for attention?
No, I did not. Listen to what I'm saying, Kevin. I didn't do anything.
That's why Neil got sad for attention.
I was doing comedy for attention, for sure. I was definitely like making an ass of myself in that way for attention. But then when I got the attention, it was definitely like affecting me mentally, because I went from like nobody knew who I was to all of a sudden there's a video on YouTube of me.
Smoke
like
weed every day. All these
comedy. Like, good or bad, you know, the attention was definitely affecting me. And then I was dealing with my own life stuff at the time, and then also all the drug use, and then like genetic
factors. Be right with you, everybody. Welcome. Sorry, we are going to be starting in a few, but we have kind of already started. It's a snipe.
The CIA was watching me and, you know, beaming some sort of energy thing at me, like giving me Havana syndrome. And I was receiving Havana syndrome. Yeah.
Somebody's got to be notifying Kevin soon. You're being sniped.
CIA has these what's called direct energy weapons.
He's getting a text right now. You're being sniped.
Fire them at certain.
Oh boy, here comes the loop.
Seem to be trouble, and it induces some. You know, some
he's not going to be able to pay attention now.
He be boring. Can't you just explain? You went nuts, and then
Uh-oh, he's getting grumpy. He's going to take it out on this guy.
Different factors, but nothing was just like so. You think it was hereditary? And
it's hard, Kevin. It's hard to piece it all together. I try not to talk about it too much these days because it's like it was so insane what was happening at that time. It's hard for me to like fit it together and put it into one like narrative.
Great guess,
I don't know exactly what happened.
It was attention from the internet.
The internet
that was a factor, and then there was
Ray. Bring back Ray.
I don't know, man.
No, but I mean, it seemed like you don't even know what triggered you to go crazy. So
I think more than anything, it was probably a combination of underlying mental health.
Look at how he drinks now. Look at how he drinks now. Underhanded. Underhanded. He changed his whole life for me.
What'd you do to make it better?
I was in and out of psych wards and mental hospitals, and it took a long time for it to finally get better.
How about your parents and your loved ones? What did they do?
Oh, they exhausted everything to try and keep me from dying. Cause I was going to die. Like I was absolutely dying, like left to, you know, I was in a position where I was completely gone. Like I was not as I'm talking to you now, there's people who think it's like a miracle that I'm in this state now that I'm able to string together a sentence or a thought in any way.
Who?
The people who saw it happening and who were there for me and
hello,
like witnessed me losing my mind in like the
losing my mind.
Height of how crazy
hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. We're watching Kevin's giant zit. You gotta, we're just watching the zit over here. Dear God. Dear God. Get a load of this zit on this fella. You know. Wow. Wow. The zit on this fella. He's going to lose his mind. Anyway, the title and stuff's mostly bait. Also, I just think this makes a cool background. You can't really say I'm sniping. You know, also imagine emailing YouTube and using the word sniping. This guy keeps sniping me. And they're like, what? Do you need 911? It's not a lip zit. The thing is, you know, when they keep coming back over and over and over again, they're sores. They're sores. I bet you could go back through on a cycle. And like see them, you know, flaring up, if you will. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Zit. A zit. It's getting bigger. It's growing. His face has zits. His face has rosacea. The redness in his face is, you know, remember he thought, he's like, I'm going to get a new computer and a new light. Your face is fucking red, bitch. Your face is fucking red, bitch. Hi, welcome to Nobody Likes Onions. My name is Patrick Melton. I'm a comedian, or I used to be. Find out, Hackamania. Get your tickets today. Anyway, it's not about that. It's not about that. Hit the like button. No. Look, if I come in tomorrow and I have a red bump on my lip and I go, oh, and I fucking bit my lip. I chewed off a hunk of my lip. I had a lip zit. Fair enough. if all winter long you keep developing sores on your lip and those sores don't get better, lipsets get better. You know, I mean, most injuries heal. You know what doesn't heal? Viral lesions. Viral lesions. Once they're festering, once they're pustule, they remain pustule, if you will. This is better now. So look out for it. Look out for it. Be on the lookout. It could flare up at any time, in any way, in a multitude of places. Don't let it touch me. And you never know. You never know. So look, I can't even wait for this to be over. It's so bad. Yesterday, of course, he had problems. Somebody said Stevie Lou is his producer yesterday. Call in. Hit the like button. Share with a friend. Grift a membership. Open up your membership tab. Ugh. What? Ah! I don't want it. I don't want it. Gross. Gross. Don't share chapstick with KB. Correct. Correct. Oh, God. Ah. I'm glad my chair's on wheels. It touched you. I know. And then he touched me. What are they talking about? Flat cats over there. Look at this.
/ cornfed with Dalton.
Who's putting up the regular chat?
You are. You're the only one that has access to these things.
Kevin has multiple windows open. He doesn't know what's going on. It's so good.
And then if you subscribe to the $25 tier, you get the Fraternal Order of Corn.
It's like I'm in the middle.
After 3 months,
I'll handle this, fellas.
Why does everything you do take so fucking long? That was your plug.
Hold on, I'm still
Kevin knows so he's kicking him off.
$25 tier because the way Patreon does merch, it is 3 months to get the sticker. So you're paying $75 for a sticker. Also, all the premium episodes and bonus content.
What the fuck is this guy talking about?
And then you can also follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at Dalton Lee Pruitt. I'm blowing up on there.
Wow.
And send me some cryptocurrency through Twitter. My crypto links are there. Ethereum and Bitcoin. You can tip me in crypto. And that's it. Yeah.
YouTube.com. Tip me in crypto.
With Dalton Pruitt. Patreon.com.
Tip me in dollars, motherfucker. Tip me in Zimbabwean chilingo. Is that a coin? I mean, fuck this.
Yeah, everybody does.
Kevin's booting this nerd.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I correct everybody.
Hey, fat people, don't wear plunging necklines. Pro tip. Pro tip for the fats. We don't need to see plunging necklines. And by the way, if it's a crew neck and it's just hanging down there. Time for some new shirts. You know, this one's a little loose, in my opinion.
I don't know. Ian? I like System of a Down.
Well, you don't know what you are?
Holy shit.
You don't know what your background is?
My background is MLC. Now, that's funny. Come on. Now, that's just good old-fashioned comedy. That's just good old, that's an old fashioned visual gag.
Zulu, good gorilla, Zulu, need Valtrex.
He's going to hate that.
I'm sorry, Zulu. I got them from Sarah Silverman.
Zulu, good gorilla, Zulu, need Valtrex. Jesus. Christ. I don't want to get got. Titsundiff, member for 4 months. KB got that Newport herpy from his bike ride in Patterson. Mace, first of all, Mason in Portland. Next KB will be breaking out in hives like Chris Elliott's character, and there's something about Mary. Losing Adam is taking its toll. I mean, it's been 2 days. Let him get a grip. Like, if this is as bad as it gets, he's doing very well. He's had shows with Adam that are far worse. I don't know if we get to let Moody have just infinite free long chats. We're going to have a talk about this.
Hey, Fatty Patty, it's not a cold sore. It's just the green screen settings. Adam's not here. And so I need to change the settings myself. And this is just a visual phenomena.
Kevin, please go to a doctor. Our pillow looks like it has chicken pox because your cold sores is leaking Christ. Everywhere.
And I'm not going to some piazza doctor. Let's just wait until the 20th. And one, we can buy some maroon sheets and you won't see my stains on our sheets anymore.
You won't see me anymore if you don't go to a doctor. Get on your bike and leave immediately. Just swerve around the TMZ reporters.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Fuck. It's just depressing. I don't know. I was thinking about, you know, it's almost like after something's dead and it just keeps, you know, the legs keep moving, keeps twitching and shit, just because that's what it was doing. And it's like, you're dead. You're dead. Kevin, you're alive. You're live. I don't know what he thinks he's doing. Again, He's trying to get Ray's sister on to stick it to Ray. I mean, this is how the guy thinks. Like, everything's to stick it to somebody. I'm new in the Dabbleverse, so, like, you know, I guess I just... It's so fucking weird. Nobody's ever come out with anything I've ever doxed. It's wild to have 90 people tell you you've doxed. Stevie Lou, Kevin Brennan, Chad. It's like, who did I dox? Shut up. Shut up, Milton. He's doxing my wife. I am? That's a serious crime. I am? You never, you know. I don't have one text from him going, like, you better stop posting my wife's personal info. You know why? Never did that. And he knows I never did that. If you really think somebody's doing something like that, you tell them to stop. You tell them to take it down. That's a fucking fact. So...
KB looks handsome even with a cold sore compared to Meatwad. Is that what got you?
Oh, we got this one.
Yo, what does that cracker have on his lip? My nephew Ray Ray had a trick in his stable with the gift of the vaggie. That gift that keeps on giving was bad for business, so he put that bitch out to pasture.
Yeah, yeah.
You are my type.
Wow, me?
I like them skinny and hot dog-like. Hey. Do you like a woman who loves fried walleye fixing up movie theaters?
I could get into it.
And keeping my little scrimp from scratching her meth eyes out?
Fuck.
Where is other guy? Should I call Ray? It's all going badly. My wife hates me.
Can I tease something? Look, I don't really like digging into people's personal information. But every once in a while, somebody does send me something really juicy. And a half hour before the show, I came in possession of Aaron Imholt's entire divorce settlement with Ashley LaRue. Holy shit. All the child custody details, all the money, how much he makes. It's 36 pages. I'm on page 10, and I've already, like, had to jerk off twice. I'll have to print another copy. Wow. Jesus Christ. And again, I'm so tired of doing all the steel-toe stuff. I really kind of am. But fuck, when it rains, it pours. Put it on X. Yeah, maybe after we go over it. The copy I have is a lot of stuff redacted. It does have the full names of all of his children. It does have all the details. I'll give you one nugget now that I had no fucking idea of. Was he raving to me?
Back, how are you, Hunchback?
Oh, fuck.
How are you, Hunchback? Are you still going to do your thing, Hackamania? It's exciting.
Fuck.
He's snipe me right now. That's why he's such a fan. You ever heard of Patrick Melton?
Nope.
Exactly. I never heard of him either. Never heard of him. The guy's been in, he's been podcasting since 2006.
No, the early 80s.
And he's been in comedy for, I don't know how much longer than that, at least 20, 25 years. No one's ever heard of him, but somehow he's a winner.
Four decades.
He convinced enough people that he's a winner and he became their leader because he has a Discord.
Leader of what? I'm watching
Thank you for
shows.
The information, Chad's Cleveland. KB, this is all
we're watching shows.
BYB. I tell you, he sucks. But he'll make him
first of all, I'm using this for wallpaper. We're not really watching the show. And I mostly want to just keep an eye on that lip. Look how he changed the whole way he drinks because we made fun of how he drinks. We just mostly want to keep an eye on this lip. So you let me know if there's any movement. You let me know if there's any kind of growth. Ooh. Lip watch. Can we get some sort of stinger? Brian Landon, who's our stinger guys?
Rod Packets.
We need a radio guy to make some. Lip wash. Hold on, I'll pull one up. I can do real-time production. I used to be good at this. I can do real-time stuff. I don't even be one of those nerds who relies on other people for everything. You're somebody, Melton. Let's say. Oh, I shouldn't have started this, right? I mean, this is going to take forever now. You know, the fact that I even started this is wild. Why would I try to do this in the middle of a show? Fucking hell. I thought I was good. You know, you think you're somebody. You think you're going to do something. You think you have production skills. You don't. You don't. You never did, and you never will. How about this? Does this sound cool? Yeah, that's kind of cool, right? We'll do that for Lip Watch. Okay, that's all I can do. That's all I can do on short notice. It doesn't fit at all. It doesn't fit at all. What are we doing with our lives?
Now listen here, Zulu. Get me a fresh lemonade and don't let that pink herpes sore have fuck spit in it again. Oh, you're getting the whip again.
Yes, some Master Anderson. I's not going to let it happen. And would miss April like a urinal cake for her rotten gash.
No, I'm using my rot pocket smell to attract buzzards for Mama's Homestyle Roadkill Chowder.
Mama's Homestyle roadkill chatter. Can you believe it? And then if you like it spicy, walk your bowl of Mama's Home-style roadkill chowder over to Kevin Brennan's lip and squeeze a couple drops of that hot sauce in, huh? From that open fucking wound on his gaping fucking mouth. It's disgusting. Hello?
I thought the obvious title was Herp Watch. I'll take my answer off here.
Herp Watch. I'll take my answer off here. By the way, I don't know who that is. It's adorable, and you should do the cartoon for some sort. You should do the voices for some of the tunes.
It's not herpes. It's monkey pox from giving rim jobs to that filthy ape I call a wife.
Jesus. I don't think you can catch her. Actually, you absolutely can. I don't want to scare any of the ladies out there. You can get herpes from eating out a guy's asshole. That is true. That is true. I don't know what to make of this new era of MLC, huh? By the way, I fixed the MLC merch store. Somebody was asking if I took it down in out of anger, out of protest. I'm not angry, Kevin. I don't, you know, I mean, there's no... I don't understand anything he's mad at. Just like Pat Dixon, just like Ray. Man, Kevin gone Kevin. Now look, have I been absolutely mockingly cruel since? Yes. Yes. At some point, you just turn. I need a turn meme for my board. Mm-hmm. You know, I need some kind of cool dramatic. Every time I do it, doom will come. What a weird thing to. Not even like an uncommon word. But you know, he read that letter from like some hater fan earlier in the show. If you haven't watched the beginning, that's what really matters. I guess we should go back and watch the beginning of Kevin. The beginning of Kevin. He's beginning Kevin.
What's happening? What is happening?
Let me switch.
Yeah. All right. So here we are. My thing's getting even worse. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, boy. Everything feels weird.
So it's going great. It starts really nice, really well, but it is only the second day. So this could get rough.
You guys watch the clips?
A traditional MLC bit he does where he tries to talk about something that everyone else talked about yesterday or the week before. Classic bit. Classic bit.
Is anyone even here? Wait, oh, I'm not in the thing. God, I'm a fucking idiot.
Is anyone here? I'm not in the thing.
I can't even see what's happening. Yeah, we're doing it. I left it. I know a lot of crying yesterday. A lot of crying yesterday about the rewind and about Stevie Lou and about members only. And it's, I know it's a lot. It's a lot. I know I upset people. People get upset. Everybody's upset.
He's in that Aaron Imhole arrogant stage. Where he's like, fuck you guys. Wait longer. People are mad because Patreon's not getting shows. Kevin's never posted a Patreon show in his life. He doesn't know what he's doing. That's why there would never be Patreon shows on weekends. Adam would get back Monday and do it. He doesn't know how to do shit. Kevin doesn't know how to do shit. So it's rough. It's rough. And you think he's been training for 2 weeks or something? He hasn't. He hasn't. You think every day he's watched Adam do it? Nope. You're going to hear how he got trained.
Everybody's upset. Let me read this one. Hey. Hey. I thought you hated works. Chat can be fun. This is from a dude. That's not his name, but where's my holder? Here it is.
So the fact that he's not saying the guy's name means they're a super chatter. I want to really break this down here, steel toe style. I think people only think I can do this with steel toe. Listen, the fact that Kevin Brennan is not using this person's name means Kevin Brennan holds this person with some esteem and a little bit of regard. He thinks they're still good for money, and that's why he's not just saying their name. He doesn't want there to be any backlash against this person. This is like when he told Flimsy to go fuck himself and Panhandler and all the guys. And then they came back and then he was like, they're good dudes, but, you know, he has to eat a little shit. So this guy writes Kevin a private email, a private DM, something like that. He cares enough to craft this fucking correspondence.
Chat, I thought you hated works. Look at my lip. My lip's getting worse. I love it.
Whoa, I didn't hear this part. My lip's getting worse. I love it. That's bad. My lip's getting worse. I love it. My lip.
Chat, I thought you hated works. Look at my lip. My lip's getting worse. I love it.
I love that he waited till herp season to get his HD camera.
Whole lip becomes a cold sore or whatever it is. I told you hated works. Chat can be fun, but loves to do works and scheme behind the scenes. But you also bring Stevie Lou more on board. You obviously know nothing about him outside of what he has done on MLC. The entire him deleting all his social media was one big work. MLC is jumping the shark.
Whoa!
And I'm sad to say that isn't for me. You'll be fine, but even Ray would be better than Stevie. And Ray is...
He can't have Ray on or Melton wins.
Ah! Is retarded. Out of all the people you could find to help you out, pick the one who is a real piece of shit, but what do you care? You are Kumia level stupid when it comes to business. Both of you are funny and you've had a decent couple of years.
It would be a good gig for Stevie, honestly, to be Kevin's producer. He's going to need to pay for his own place. He needs some steady income. The problem is no income from Kevin Brennan is steady income. Can I get an amen? I said no income from Kevin Brennan is steady income. Can I get an A? Okay, you get the point. I mean, also, it's like Adam worked out because Adam kept his mouth shut for a long time. Adam started talking a little more this year with the falling out of Bob Levy. Kevin would get a little camera shy and have to call Adam on. We've seen it, right? Adam, can you come out and help till I get warmed up? Warmed up. Look at that fucking campfire on your lip, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ. Got him. Confirmed. I mean, warmed up. You are fucking glowing, Panama Red. Aren't you like the veteran comic? Warmed up. You already meander out, take out your phone, check your messages, say we're doing it, adjust your camera, say I can't even, I might leave my own show, I can't even, I might leave, I might let you guys. We've heard it all. It was funny for a week. Now it's like a tick from an autistic person. I might leave my own show, I can't. We know. Although we know you won't. We know you're doing two-a-days now. You fucking greedy bitch. You're doing two-a-days now. So who are you fooling? Who are you fooling, you old fuck? This too shall pass. This too shall pass. I've been around. I know you think you're the vet. At this, you ain't. At this, you ain't. I've been out here on these seas. I've ridden these waves. I know how it goes. It's gonna go bye-bye. I mean, get the fuck over it. The arrogance is insane. Have you learned nothing from Aaron? Have we learned nothing? Treat people like people. I'm not going after Stevie Lou. Let Stevie Lou heal. Again, that would be a good gig for him. I mean it. I know people hate Stevie Lou. I don't care. I've met him. He was a good dude till he fucking turned. I don't know what's going on with him. I don't. I wish him the best because he's a human being. Don't let Joey C come to your thing. He'll be fine. He'll wear a tracksuit. Joey C's going to grin ear to ear because you know who he is. He's going to shake your hand. He'll buy you a drink. You'll buy him a drink, whatever it is. He'll laugh. He's going to come have fun. If he causes any trouble, we're going to have him filleted. We're going to cut him open and make his whore wife watch. I'm kidding, Joey. I'm kidding. I mean, we're all going to have fun. No one's going to cause trouble. That's the real difference. This is Misery Loves Company. We're trying to have a good time. Hackamania is about making fun of ourselves and having a good time. Citizen says no second chance to stake on Stevie. It might be the best thing. But also, that's the reason he can't be the new Adam. He just can't. He can't keep his mouth shut and his opinions to himself. He's just not able to. Stella B, thank you very much. $10 over Venmo for shaving my back last night. Well, look, I don't think a woman, call me old fashioned, but I don't think a woman should be, I like a soft lady. I like the kind of lady you can throw a silver dollar at her ass and it'll stick, you know? I like that. You want it to bounce? No, not me. I want it to stick. I like a bitch who can pick up coins with her butt.
Anyway, I just hope that I'm far...
We need to see how long that pause is. That was fucking redonk. I just got to hear that pause.
Decent couple of years. Anyway, I just hope that I'm far... I just know that I'm far less interested in watching, and I will be one of the patrons that will cancel. No!
Again... Wrong attitude. It is the wrong attitude. Look, we've all been at the point where you got to go, like, tell a customer to go fuck themselves. At some point, you can't make a person happy. Somebody wants to be miserable. People try to argue with me about tickets for Hackamania. It's like, you don't have a ticket. What are we fighting about? I know you don't have a ticket. You know you don't have a ticket. So it's like telling the guy, like, aha, I have your money. Suck my dick. There is no event. It's all canceled. Every once in a while. But like a guy who's clearly, again, he's a supporter. You know I'm right about this. You know he's a supporter because Kevin's not saying his name. If it's someone, once he doesn't respect you and he's burned you, you know this and I know this. We've been watching him long enough together. He'll throw your name out there. Matt P, member for 12 months. Misery loves cold sores. Could be. Hold on. Dun, dun, dun. Okay. Whoa. Oh, no. Of course that would come in right about now. Ooh. Ooh. Sorry about that. Just got a little news. All right, anyway, we got to get back to this. What was I doing? Fuck, that was some big shit. Again, I think Friday we'll do the steel toe stuff. We'll put it together in a package. It could take all day to go through this. There's a lot of little details. Share it, don't tease. We'll see. You'll find out. There's nothing that hits my desk that doesn't eventually make it to air. That's not true at all. I don't know why I would say that. It's a complete fucking lie. You don't deserve to know.
No, you're going to cancel your Patreon? I just know that I'm far less interested in watching, and I will be one of the patrons that will cancel. Stancil is a stupid midget loser.
Cancel Stancil.
But maybe he had a point about all of this. You have become what you used to rail against. It is sad to see. Stancil. I love when people quote Stancil. It's like when people Malcolm X.
I got to say, that thing looks ready to fucking peel. I mean, that thing looks like it's ready to scab the fuck off. Blech. Holy shit. Anybody need a shingle for their roof? Holy shit. What flavor of Dorito is that? What flavor of Dorito? Someone tell me, if your steak is that color, what is that? Is that medium rare? It's like, it's getting bigger and bigger. It's becoming aware. Ooh. Then you get that one lone lighthouse of a tooth. Just sticking up tongueward. Yeah, he's a good-looking man from a distance. You zoom in. This whole thing needs a fresh makeover. Nice. Nice stuff.
They quote the great... This guy's such a clown, he can't even use his fucking name. Well, let's quote a guy who can't even use his name. What did Jimmy Stancil have to say? This is a guy. Did Gino? No wonder him and Gino get along. This is the guy who had to move in with a migrant family in wherever, Connecticut. This is a guy who thinks he's winning because he got a shitty job at a comedy club. Wow.
People are mad. They're like, it's dinner time. Sorry. Sorry. I just ask you, like, you know, like, am I ever not having fun doing this? It's always fun. You got to keep it light and fun. If it's making you angry, and then now he's in this weird position where he has to fake anger when there's no real anger. I hate that. I, too, am not eating dinner. I, too, am not eating dinner yet. Oh, God. I would pay. You know how he does it? Like, I'd pay $3,000 for his wife for an interview. Holy shit. What a nightmare. I don't know if we can afford the tranquilizer darts. You know what I'm saying? Pew!
This guy lived with his mom. He's like Gina moving to Kevin.
I need a gunshot ricochet sound effect for when I shoot it, for when I throw shade at someone.
Kevin Nabrowski.
I don't like doing my own.
Kevin, I know, you know, I'm way older than you and I'm supposed to be doing better than you, but can I live with you?
I know Milton's got all the bells and whistles. Chad has the energy of a guy who knows he's going to lose running for class president. I know Emily has the power to give everybody pizza parties and unlimited recess days. It's like, fuck. Why mope so much?
Same thing with Stancil. Hey, I know I was born in this country, a Mexican Fredo. I know where I was born in this country, but I ain't got nowhere to live. I know you snuck into the country, however which way you did it, but can I live with you?
I don't think Melton will be making up with Kevin anytime soon. I will or I won't. You know, I don't think any of it matters to him. I really don't think he gives a fuck. None of this is real. Kevin Brennan's not a real person. Again, you've heard, like, traveling sucks. We're not dealing with an alive human being anymore. Imagine thinking traveling sucks. Don't get me wrong. There are aspects of traveling that suck. Going new places, experiencing new things, doing fun things, doing new things, trying stuff. Yeah, I mean, I guess, man. Why don't you just fucking dig a hole and crawl into it? Then you never have to leave any. You never have to move. You don't even have to, you know, expand your wingspan. Just crawl into a hole. Ask a nearby person to kick some dirt over top. What a fucking loser. I somebody said to me the other day, like, there's no way you're making any money off this, Melton. It's like, I get to meet hundreds of people who are coming out for this. That's cool. That's cool. I caught myself. You know, I will we all make a ton of money? Who knows? Who knows? First of all, no, we will not. The whole event is not a ton of money type budget event. Is everybody going to have a blast? Yes. Is it going to be great? Yes. Better than we ever imagined. By the way, I know Joey's probably watching. Is there any way we get Spider Alomar shipped out here? I'll pay for the crate. Holy shit. It's just we'll have him by the entrance. People can rattle the cage, pet him, feed him oats. Keep your hand flat. Keep your hand flat when you feed Spider. We could do a game where we, like, set him free in a dark room and everybody freaks the fuck out because they feel him near their ankles. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's quote Stancil. Yeah, it's all, yep, you're right. Speaking of works, what happened to Bob Levy and Vince the Lawyer? Weren't they supposed to do a show every Tuesday? I saw people send me shit left and right.
I don't know about you. I think the Levyverse is expanding too fast. And second of all, I was never offered a show. Bob Levy's giving everybody a show. He never offers me a show. Come on. And then our first guest will be Kevin Brennan. What do you think about that?
Do I have to keep notes of who sent me what and where it is? They said they're supposed to do a show every Tuesday at 12 noon, high noon. And they're going to rotate like Point Dabble Point. I didn't see any of it. I didn't see Bob tweeting about it. He's still hung up on that Perry guy.
By the way, I went to watch Point Dabble Point the other day. I know. Fuck me. Fuck me. Point Dabble Point was supposed to be a show. They all had this idea. And Carl, I'm calling you out. How you've let this get away from you, I don't know. That was supposed to be a show where all the fucking Dabbleverse critiquers, if you will, do a roundtable and discuss the week's goings-ons. No? As a matter of fact, it was in the entire, you know, manifesto for this show. No clips. We're not going to play clips. This will be a show of discussion. We just talk about where John is, where John's heading, theories, reviews, feelings, We do enough clips on everything else. You go over there now, it's all clips. Clips, 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 clops, clips, clips. It might as well be Uncle Rico. What happened? I can't. You can't let, you know, man.
Hello, Daddy. Hello, Mom. What's on my lip? It's a cha-cha cherry bomb.
What's on my lip? It's a cherry bomb. Brad Thacker checking in with $3. KB, a bottle of lysine is $7. Get some. A bottle of lysine is $7. Get some. Jesus fucking Christ. You have to just be honest at some point and be like, that's a fucking open wound because I fucked the wrong person once. Sorry. Listen to my voice. I got to do a bong about it.
I didn't see Bob tweeting about it. So was that a work? Is that another work from Vince the lawyer? Vince the genius? Ugh. So anyway, yeah, so I know Stevie's a problem. I know it was one day. I know it was one day. I know it broke everybody to have something.
Cardiff ruins everything. What did Cardiff do? People want a war between Cardiff and
When did Adam quit? Friday? So on the first day back, technically, even though I did a show on Sunday, on the first day back, people were like, that's too much. That's too much for me. Stevie, Lou.
Cardiff cannot be your thing, but just chill about it. Who cares? Who cares? I think he's funny. He's grown on me. But I understand dry is not for everybody. He's quick. He is quick. He has bits. I don't. If you haven't seen the straight stuff thing that him and Tukey did, it's so good. That was like the hit of that whole show. In Largo that WATP did. Tukey and Cardiff aren't even on the show. And that was like the hit bit.
It's too much for me. Is this a work?
The taxi's theft. What the fuck is that? Okay, we'll do a little palate cleanser here.
Bubble guts. The bubble guts. The bubble guts. Rocking to the...
All right, we should finish making fun of Kevin first. Hold on.
First of all, you fucking idiot.
Because he's going to take it down, and somebody will take it down and get all...
Most of the people get on the...
It's funny, though. It's good.
The show is based on availability.
Hold on. Citizen M says he's jealous of Tukey making dough. The potato can't hide it. Can you call in, Citizen M? And do you have a reason to hate the potato? I don't... I've talked to the potato, like, in DMs. He's never been, like, really mean or rude or anything. As a matter of fact, we've been downright cordial. But I don't, you know, people want there to be a war, but people want there to be a war with Carl and I, or Pat Dixon and I. By the way, Pat Dixon and I officially have a bet that will be settled here in Las Vegas at Hackamania. We just bet, on Steel Toe. Pat Dixon thinks April is never coming back to the show. I say she is. On or before May 4th, Minnesota time, 2024. $100 gentlemanly bet between Pat Dixon and I to be settled at the poker table and chips in Vegas come May, June. He thinks she'll never be back on. I think his hubris will never allow that. He's going to bring her back and he'll keep going like, she's going to be in a reduced capacity. No, April will come on from time to time when she has availability. She'll be back on. He says no. So it's 3 weeks after this week, which he's already said she won't be on. There's no way, though. He might be right, because he's already going like, the show has so many new opportunities. I get to do shows with my buddy Matt again. Corey Adam is coming back. You know, he's doing all this crazy shit. So I, you know, $100 bet between Pat Dixon and I win either way. If April quits the show, holy shit. Holy shit. You know, I'll happily hand over $100 to Pat Dixon. And if she doesn't quit the show, I win $100 from Pat Dixon. Hello.
Hey, I mean, yeah, it's cool you guys made a $100 bet, but I mean, how would you even enforce that?
Yeah, right, right. Fuck. Yeah, Pat Dixon, you think I'm stupid? We better get down to the police station. What a fucking old, bitter piece of shit.
I've been watching some old MLC from a few years ago, and it was so fucking good. How long have you been watching it?
Just since last year. But, like, you know, Bob and Chad are making bets left and right in front of him. He never says shit. I make him a bet. He's like, how would we enforce it? Ah! Spirals out. Okay.
You can tell, though, he used all of his bad encounters with other comics when he was actually out in the real world for his podcast, and now he doesn't have that, and these super chats have just made him lazy, which there's a good part to the super chats for sure, but it's just lazy now. They don't, you know, he was having fun then and just having other, he had other real comics on. It wasn't, you know, ski mask.
And then classic Toothless Kevin, he announced nobody's getting paid anymore, and then nobody wanted to come on, so now he's back to paying people and still can't get people on.
Right.
Jesus.
What do you think of Stevie Lou being on the backside there of MLC? You think that'll work?
No, because Stevie's going to pipe up too much.
Yeah, I wondered that too. All right, thanks, buddy.
Yeah. I hope it does work out. I hope it all... and sincerity. You know, I can speak from experience, you know, and if Stevie Lou comes out, I guess he doesn't have any fucking friends anymore. So I don't know why he would come out to Hackamania. Anyway, back to old Blister Lip.
Remember I said that before? Remember Ray DeVito? Even when Ray DeVito, I used to have to tell Ray, be available. Ray, be available. Ray's like, what did I go to the gym at for? Ray's a fucking loser. Ray did a show with Joey C at two.
He expects everyone to be available when he snaps his fingers. I don't book ahead. If you want to be on my show, be available at 4. And watch, just stare at the YouTube and hold my dick like Willy Wonka waiting for the golden ticket. Melton, Willy Wonka owned the factory. He was never waiting for the golden ticket. I think you're thinking of Charlie. Shut the fuck up! I mean, what an insane narcissism. This is ultimately why we had a falling out. He wanted me to come on his show the day after AC. I was getting on a fucking plane. I was driving to the airport. I couldn't have if he had asked. But he didn't ask. He didn't ask. 5 minutes before, he's like, you want to come on my show? I'm like, I'm on a plane. And from that day forward, it was, wow, Melton got all but her. I guess we're not friends. You know, like, it just, whatever he fucking wanted to make it in his mind. So fucking insane. It literally is like an insane way to live. Ultimately, you have to know it's you, right?
Dirty. That's good time. That's a good time for Ray. Sneak it in, then you go to the...
Ray, be available every day in case I decide to use you. And boy, is that the right word.
The gym. That's what Ray's schedule is. So most of it's based on availability. So Stevie's available, and I need someone to keep an eye on the chat, because that's kind of what Adam used to do. Is Stevie replacing Adam? No, I'm replacing Adam. You think I'm not?
Wow, that was steel toe-esque. You think I'm not? Again. Now what?
Look what I did. I'm replacing Adam.
He's not even joking. That's the sad part. He's not even kidding. He's like, I got taught how to push a button.
I did it. I played the Levy laugh. No, I'm replacing Adam, you fucking idiots. 39,000. That's a lot, isn't it? To hit the Levy laugh?
I just love that he's changed the whole way he holds his drink. Remember he used to do that overhand? Fucking weird. He changed it all. He watches. Just like Steel Toe watches. They all say they don't watch. They watch.
Of course, Adam did way more than that. People are like, I'm canceling my Patreon. First of all, the Patreon is the fucking nightmare. Because if it wasn't for the Patreon, I'd be done. I would be done with all my jobs here.
So now he's mad at you for having Patreon, which up until a year ago was the only way he made any money. But now you're a burden to him. Peg Leg Vet says, I can't watch live. Just wanted to pop in with a little love. Thank you, Peg Leg Vet. It's a vet with a pegged legged.
YouTube's basically easy. Adam sent me a fucking video tutorial on how to put a Patreon show up. It's not easy.
It's probably like upload type of title, type of description, upload an audio version. It's not easy. It's disorienting. It's confusing. I had to find a plus sign. And you add a show to the channel, and you got to name it and a Patreon and the tags and upload it, and the box opens and you have to browse to a file, but every file I have in the world is on my desktop, so that took me an hour and a half. It's easy as fuck. You're old and dumb. It is easy. I don't even know what browse means. What a fucking clueless old bitch.
There's many, many steps.
I had to download Chrome.
YouTube is basically like instant oatmeal. You make the hot water, you pour it in, you stir it up. You got instant oatmeal. This is like making Patreon, something like making a Thanksgiving turkey. So people are like, I'm going to cancel my Patreon. Okay. It makes less money than YouTube, and it's a pain in my ass.
I live for the day he loses his YouTube channel. I mean, what an idiot. He's like, I call me stupid. I want all my eggs in one basket. First of all, it's a bigger basket. Okay. They take a bigger cut. Okay. And I don't even give a fuck. Okay. So what are you saying to me? Do I want to upload? Learn how to upload? On a Patreon, when it's multiple steps, or the thing with the soup that I said, the instant soup. You guys are a bunch of hacks. Right.
It's a pain in my ass.
I mean, turn on everyone, Kevin. Turn on everyone.
So you can all go suck a dick. I'm canceling my Patreon. I might cancel my Patreon. How about that?
You won't. You won't, fag. Again, no one's scared of Kevin Brennan's threats anymore. It's over. The days of taking Kevin Brennan seriously are over. You're going to quit your show, are you, Kevo? You're going to sign off, are you, buddy? Might be a short one today, will it? It'll be whatever we pay you for it to be, punk. If we decide to stop giving, you'll do a short show. If we keep throwing money out like some sort of fucked up Hansel and Gretel, leaving some little sad breadcrumbs of dollar bills that real successful men who go out and earn it with jobs leave for you to pick up. You know, again, if you think that's winning, okay, okay. What a fucking idiot.
How would you like that? I mean, I'm just so fucking...
Yeah, I might quit. You won't. You won't. You know why? You'd have to get on your bike and go into town and do real work on stage. You'd have to actually try again. Because if not, you'd be banned from the Comedy Cellar and boof, would that be a bad look? Would it be a bad look for you to get back into comedy? This is why he'll never get back into comedy, by the way. It'd be a bad look for him to get back into comedy and we find out he doesn't have it. You know, people have been saying that about me forever. I've committed to Hackamania and it's 40-something days, 50 days out. I haven't written any of it. I haven't written any of it. I'll be there. It'll be great. Suck my dick. Kevin wouldn't dare strap on his helmet to go do a set. Hello.
You know, you've done a lot for the Dappleverse community.
Oh, boy. Why entangle yourself in this, Earl?
And the streaming community. I'm not calling to get anything from you. By the way, discount code for Hackamania is Earl for 20% off tickets.
Wow.
But
wow.
I want to give you a ricochet sound. I'm a voiceover superstar. It's why I don't care about having 10 Patreon subscribers.
I thought you had 13.
Well, yeah, it's been a rough month. So I'm going to need you to count to two, and I'll give you a ricochet sound. So just give me a verbal cue, and I'll take your answer off the air. Oh, you're not going to count? You got to go one,
oh, yeah,
one,
sorry,
two.
Sorry. One, two. We'll consider it. We'll consider it. Everyone, cancel your Chad Patreon and move it over to Earl's Patreon. If only for a month for the bit. You know what? First of all, what a way to build Earl up before Hackamania. May 31st or June 2nd. Come on out and see us, okay? But also, like, if Chad goes down to, like, 10 while Earl goes up to 80, Chad will lose his fucking mind. Chad will lose his fucking shit. And again, do it for a month. It's not like, you know, what are you going to miss? Four shows? Chad's booked. Chad's got, like, gigs this weekend. He ain't doing shows. This motherfucker's out. This motherfucker, when he has gigs, he acts like podcasts don't exist, motherfucker.
Cardiff and I are friends, but it's hard for him not being the center of attention all the time. I also can't stand the sound of his voice. It kind of makes me sick.
Jesus. Cardiff plays Ralph on Tukey's show.
The alpha male.
Oh, no.
A male animal having the highest rank in a dominance hierarchy.
Oh, no.
Studies show that in spite of their high rank, access to females, etc., baboon alpha males experience a great deal of stress.
Hey, that's me. I'm a baboon.
It's pretty true. It's pretty true. Did we do our EP for today? What's our EP today? Bob Levy for Life. Oh, God. Bob Levy for Life. That bong hit is dedicated to you and all the high rollers for, what is it, April? Let's kill ourselves.
But people are like, we're going to, is this a work? Yeah, it's a work. It's whoever gets on my show is based on availability. Felicia did a great job yesterday.
She did it. She sucks. She sucks. Don't make me try to look up Felicia Gillespie. Yes. Stand-up comedy. It sucks. It sucks. This bitch sucks. You know, I'd hire Kiki before I'd hire her. Kiki would be a draw. You know, there'd be at least seven simps that buy tickets because they seat her naked. You know, I mean, at least there's people who have jerked off to Kiki. There are men who have jerked off to getting rid of Felicia. Hit it, Earl. He's never here when you need him. Pew! Pew! I can't take it. I can't even stare at her when she's on, holding that microphone that every basic bitch Twitch streamer has in those giant Batcave nostrils. Hello? Jesus Christ, if you ever needed a place to hide anything, again, I can't stop thinking about Double Dare. You just know there's an orange flag up there somewhere. You want to dig it out. You want to help her. She'd probably breathe better. She wouldn't need her CPAP. Okay. That was ridiculous, and I apologize.
Okay. She was available last minute. I didn't even know if she was. But Shetty didn't get the link. I guess I typed it wrong, even though it was auto-typed by you.
Well, he just thinks every new idiot he has on, like, who's that fucking Ian Hawke impressionist he had on today? We'll get to him.
YouTube, and so auto type was actually at fault because I was typing it in, and then the auto email popped.
He types in the link to people to send them the link. This motherfucker doesn't know how to copy and paste. Hello? Get off the internet, you old fuck.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Holy shit. You were typing the link and autocomplete popped up. Yeah, the links are unique every day, you old stupid fuck. So autocomplete couldn't possibly autocomplete it unless you have some advanced version of Android that has an AI for old fucking idiots that can suggest you. Are you trying to copy and paste the thing in your email, you old fucking idiot? Hey, old fucking idiot, you're not typing the thing that you can copy and paste, are you? That's what you need, Clippy, bitch. You need old man Clippy. It looks like you're trying to invite Buschetti to your fucking shit show. It looks like you're trying to invite a friend to come do your broadcast, you lazy fuck. It looks like you're trying to get around writing jokes. It looks like you're trying to not try too hard and have someone come on to make fun of. Can I help? Can I help? You're trying to copy and paste. Fuck, let me help y'all out with that. Shit. Oh, Jesus Christ, honey. You're fucking this way up. I mean, Jesus, he's typing it out. I mean, you're going to mistype a character. You're going to not capitalize. What a fucking idiot. That's a Dr. Phil impression, said Zinn's producer. Maybe so. Fucking hell. Maybe it is. Maybe that's how Clippy talks. It's Jason Bentley.
YouTube is easy. It's like turning on StreamYard and creating a new stream. Patreon is complicated. It's like uploading a video to YouTube. But the way I do it is I make the stream private, download the video, then I forget where I saved it. So it's hard
right.
to find it
right.
or upload to Patreon.
I too have a giant blood and puss filled boil, but it's where the sun don't shine.
Gee, that's probably true, and he's licked it and can tell you about the taste. Oak? You know, for fucking 8 months, all he's done is rail about YouTube and how stupid they are and shitty they are. And when presented with better opportunities, he's shit on them and said YouTube rules, it's a huge company. And then now he shits on Patreon. Put it all into YouTube. I hope you stop doing your Patreon. You're so dumb and short-sighted. I hope you stop doing your Patreon. I'd like more of my money to move over to Super Tips. I appreciate the gifted memberships. I do. There is a place for it. There is a value to YouTube and Super Chats. The convenience. I get it. But I like the diversification. Call me crazy. And I like the bigger slice of the pie. Call me greedy. Scotty Tooth John, KB's slowly turning into Gollum before our eyes. I mean, it's fucking insane. He's literally rotting off the bone. B. Smiley the Third. Ray, we know you're a pathological liar. Look, Ray's done a decent job selling tickets now, or at least garnering sympathy from people who didn't have an allegiance necessarily when they bought their ticket and just needed a coupon code. I get it.
I just installed Python and Selenium to automate all my exports to Patreon. The IDE is pretty sweet, but I'm having issues with the WebDriver API exception, selenium.com and dot exceptions, ditunte or timeout. It's exception.
Holy shit. Single mother of five. By the way, single mother of five, I missed a super chat from you this morning, so I apologize for that. I did not see it until the show was over. I thought I had scrolled. It did not scroll. I owe single mother five extreme gratitude. Pretend like this is a $5 chat. Okay. So recolor it in your mind, all right? Make it like this color in your head, though. Single mother of five, who do you think KB sent KB the email? Bentley? I doubt it. I don't think KB's that kind of nitpicker. This is somebody like a Starbucks ambassador type. And again, probably not him because he's such a... Okay, you know what? Starbucks ambassador like sent KB a chat like, do you want somebody to like sneak in and sabotage Hackamania? It's like, what? I mean, what the fuck? This is how these people fucking think, by the way. This is what Kevin thought I was coming to do to AC. It's like, I'm coming to meet fan. Like, this is about... He can't fathom it. He can't fucking fathom it. That it's actually about just hanging out and having a good time. Fuck. He can't... There's always something... No, somebody's trying to get me. Somebody's trying to fuck me. It's like, what? I mean, just... What a miserable, sad fucking life. I don't know who did it. I've met Bentley. Bentley said he's kind of over it all. Bentley's a KB fan. He'll watch KB. I had it on today to watch. I'm sad to say it. I don't want to say this. I like KB. I think he's fucking funny. I never set out to go against KB. The minute we start trolling someone, I'm in, man. I'm going to laugh. I'm not going to ruin my life and be upset. I'm having fun. So, yeah, we're laughing at you. We're having a good time. Could I shake your hand and bury it all? Absolutely. I'm not kidding. I'm sure his wife is gorgeous. Everyone says so. Who cares? Same with Stevie Lou. It's probably great. I don't. This isn't real life, man. But Kevin, it's dog shit. It hurts me to say this. Try anything. Try something. Porn Star Wednesdays was something. It was something. And at the very least, you sit there and just berate them until you get tired of it and leave. Try something, you old fuck. You make more than anybody. To make $1,000 a show, anybody in this Dabbleverse who puts in 19 times the effort, and I'm not saying myself. Luckily, I'm fucking talented enough to just wing it. But only me and Steel Toe have that skill. The point is, like, try, man, try. And try doesn't count when Adam leaves and gives you a new intro as a going away present. That's very, very cool. But this is fucking sad. He's just bringing on sad losers now. Ray is way better. Say whatever you want. Ray is way better, but he'll not have him on now out of spite. Just say you were right, Melton. I do need Ray, and have him on. I didn't even take the bet because I know I'm right and you're going to want him on. Just have him on, fag. Just have him on, loser. We know you want him on. Just have him on. We know it's killing you. It's fucking eating you up. We all know it. You know it. So why don't you just... Why don't we call it a draw and you just have Ray on? Because you're a bitch. Because you're a bitch. I mean, it really is pathetic. I'm sorry. I call shit what it is. He's not even trying, man. He's not even trying. Do something. It's like when I see a homeless person sitting down with a cardboard sign begging for money. No thanks. Stand up. Have the decency to walk by me and stare in my window awkwardly. Like a man. I hate the homeless. Just the fucking smell of them. I wish I could electrify my car. Just in case they approach.
Popped up. I'm like, they usually work. So I just clicked on that. I figure that's the one. And then it wasn't. So I'm like, oh, I'll send Felicia the link. And then and maybe she can jump on because she had emailed me about going to governor's. And then I'm like, oh, maybe she can jump on if Bocchetti can't do it because I'm not sitting there with Chad on the day after Adam quit. Me and Chad, and Chad's drinking Tito's Tuesday.
So I love he's like he's got to be selective with his own guests now. Like, oh, Chad. Yep. That's the side you picked. Don't you remember?
I'll still let Kevin into the meanie manhole. Just no kissing.
I can't wait for Kate Meanie's wounds to heal. She sticks her head back out like, all right, guys, I learned my lesson and I'm ready to be a man.
Hey, buddy, did you know I stole my idea for a network from Podtrash?
Podtrash.
Yep, I even stole bits from Gonzo, too. Let's shuly it up, buddy, bud.
What's Podtrash?
Can we please talk about, I think about the hair. It's been like this for months. I somehow cut almost into my upper right forehead. Did I get brain surgery?
I too did a DIY lobotomy. It works.
It works. Are you really using off-duty law enforcement officers for security? If so, how far is Fremont Street from Clark County Detention Center? Asking for a friend. Come on. Come on. We don't need that kind of harassment over here. Kevin, you're on.
So Felicia jumps on last minute. I was like, that's a good sign for Kevy, Kev.
It's not. She's dog shit. I watched the numbers plummet. I watched him go from 8-something down to 6-something. Yikes! Sorry! I saw it. I seen it. I seen it with my own eyes. She sucks. She sucks. Do I have to show my work on everything? I will. Shall we, Gillespie?
Good sign, because that means she's a very...
Shall we Lesbie Gillespie? I'm doing it. I dare you to find some stand-up. YouTube. Gillespie. Felicia. Hello.
Listen, man, if you say one more goddamn thing about Steel Toe, me and my cousins are going to drive down there and kick the shit out of you.
I'm sorry. You and who?
That's what I thought. Toe Nation, bitch.
Oh, Lord.
When I fucking tell my fucking cousins.
I don't like cousins. They're mean. They're greedy. And they smell like a man's CD. Okay. Bob Sacramento, $6.99 Canadian time. That cold sore should be able to sell a ticket or a t-shirt. I mean, he should just sell Japanese flags at this point. It's gross. It's gross. And I got to look now for Felicia Gillespie. Comedy. 207 subs for the old Gillespie burger. Fuck yeah. She has a lifetime view count less than one of our shows. God bless. Thank you, people, for that. Look, I looked at it. I looked at her only stand-up. Oh, she's got shorts are a great insight into people. You know, first of all, I think it's you got to be a nut to, like, film a vlog short. No one doing that is a normal. I might start doing it just a clown. So here I am at the yogurt shop. It's like, whoa. Like, nobody needs to see that. Then we were having shorts made of our show, chopped up and, like, edited with some flair. That was nice. Unfortunately, the guy turned into a nut. But the point is, when you film yourself like Corey Adam doing shorts, oh, boy, do we learn about you.
It's 99 degrees in Austin, Texas today. I'm going to do an experiment where I drop an ice cube and see how long it takes to melt. It's 90.
Oh, she's like, you're going to want to follow me after you see this. After you see this fucking Snyder cut over here, you're going to want to follow me. What the fuck?
9 degrees in Austin, Texas today. I'm going to do an experiment where I drop an ice cube and see how long it takes to melt.
Things I did when I was 4 for $1,000, Alex. Again, like, children do this. When I was growing up in Florida, we would, you know, see how long it takes an ice cube to melt. That's how boring I am. Moody is checking in with some fast stats that you're going to love to learn in real time. And again, what a math nerd, what an engineer, what a smart man that we're lucky to have doing every fucking thing we command and more. He's lost about, this is about Kevin Brennan. He's lost about 200 viewers since a month ago, and he can show the work on that. In comparison, you've gained about 200 live viewers since a month ago. And these aren't related, of course. My show is in the morning. Kevin's show is in the afternoon. And I've, up until this point, kind of made it an intention to not try to overstep the man's boundaries, mostly because I know we share a lot of viewers, and I don't want to make you choose. I'm over it. I don't really. This is horse. I can't even watch it. It's dog shit. You know, I don't plan to go live every day at 4 or anything, but, like, I was going to do an afternoon show, and I found myself sitting here waiting and watching this, and I'm just like, we might as well just fucking talk about the fucking boat beacon of a shiner he has on his lip and just move on with our lives. We might as well just. What a fucking horse shit. Dog shit show. Sorry, it's gone to shit, Kev. Sorry. And then while he was reading that letter about that fan saying all that, people in his chat were going, we all feel that way. He's kind of right about everything. This is dead on. Kevin doesn't see that. I'm telling you, half of my chat was like, fuck this. Thank God half of you are into what I'm talking about. 25% of you are fucking easygoing and down for whatever, and then the other 25% are going to hate anything I do. I'm that's about the mix I'm comfortable with, to be honest. If it were 90% everyone going like, fuck you, like Steel Toe, where like the only people left talking are Moody and Addicted to Ubiquity and Nightbot, I'd kill myself. I have to ban everyone because I can't take looking in a mirror. Like, everyone's telling you you suck. And you're like, I get rid of all people who have that opinion. Fuck. Fuck. It hurts. The 1,000 viewer NLO show was an anomaly. Yeah, I looked at it. It was like somebody clearly bought me like 250, 300 viewers for the spike. Can we get back to Gillespie?
I'm in Texas right now. Do you hear that? That's what Texas sounds like. Oh! I'm in Texas right now.
This is fucking painful. She's another one of these pro comics. Her, Jill Carlson, they're all pros, guys. 20-year pros.
I watch dudes adjust their dicks all the time in public. Hannah, and I'm like, how would y'all feel if we did that? But
I do it. I go ahead and do it. Now, I do look around first. Like, no matter where I am, I look.
I watch chicks unabashedly pull their thongs out of their ass cracks. The chick will be walking into a restaurant just, or the girl.
Okay. Where's the lives? Where's this videos? Stand up.
I love animals. They're so cute. They're my favorite. My favorite zoo is in Chicago because they have an amazing bird exhibit. There's a plaque out front that says, "Be careful when you go in here because the birds may show aggressive behavior." And it's true because I went in there and this pelican told me to suck it. That's so rude. I have a goldfish. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I keep it in a 10-gallon aquarium. And before I had the fish in there, I was using the aquarium as a hamster cage, you know, but that hamster drowned. Yeah. I learned so much about life from observing my goldfish. Like, if you're a married couple, you should never get a king-size bed, you know? Because I've seen what happens to married couples that get king-size beds. They're like goldfish. They just keep growing to the size of their environments. Yeah. But, I don't know. I gotta get in shape myself. It's springtime. You know what spring means for the ladies, right? It's time for a wax. Yeah, my car needs one real bad. It is covered in pubic hair.
It's definitely a no for me, dog. So.
I mean,
I gotta get in shape. I gotta get a wax.
She has the energy of sawdust.
I'm single. I gotta meet somebody, you know? I don't know. I wanna shower with somebody, look good naked.
Showering with people sucks. Showering with people sucks. Unless you have one of those big fuck showers with shelves and bench seats and you can really get in there.
I hear you should shower with somebody because it rekindles the romance. It's great. I did it once. My friends talked me into it. They were like, Felicia, it's so hot.
Even then it sucks. You know, like, don't shower with people. Fuck, shower, shower, fuck. Don't try to fuck in the shower. Don't try to shower together. You're not going to get the water you need. They're not going to get the water they need. You're going to run out of hot water. You know, this is going to be bad. So I got to get that tankless.
You get to wash the other person.
You get to? No thanks. I'm not making my wife chip barnacles off my back. How demeaning.
I was like, oh my God, that sounds amazing. I get in there and the guy I'm with, he's 6'6". Yeah, it just felt like I was working at the zoo.
Is it me? Let's smoke some weed, everybody.
I'm trying to hold him still. I'm feeding his trunk peanuts. Here, bend down.
Can you call your pussy peanuts?
They go to the gym and there are bodybuilders there. You know, these guys right here. These guys, alpha males of the gym. I don't like them. They make fun of me because I don't know what machine to use. They're like, yo, you look lost. Need help? You look lost. I'm like, really? You look like you're carrying invisible groceries all the time. You want to drop those bags off before you come in here and work out, buddy, huh?
What I like about her is she's like really physical. And she, what you can tell is she believes in her jokes. Like, you can tell she really believes in her jokes. Brad Thacker says she's started doing comedy with her. And she's a bore. And I believe Brad Thacker. You know why I believe Brad Thacker? Chad says he's a giant piece of shit and he lies all the time. And I know Chad lies about me all the time. So I can only imagine Chad is lying about Brad Thacker lying. Which means Brad Thacker tells the truth. And again, I don't think he's a saint or anything. Brad Thacker probably exaggerates and lies the same amount as most of us. And of course we all do. This is first and foremost a comedy and entertainment program. Secondly, it's a I'm going to get high now program. Thirdly, it's a what the fuck is that thing on Kevin Brennan's lip type of a show. And I hear myself slurring while I look down and do this, but I am trying to concentrate and not spill any of this greenage and do anything to delay putting on more of this atrocious bitches comedy. Even found a way to work a sound effect in there while I try to load this bunk, which is like next level type of skills. Okay, so I'm really what the industry might call crushing it right now. All right, we're gonna get rid of Gillespie, but you get my point. You get my point. She's absolute dog shit. Take my word for it. On my mark.
Available at 4. Ray was never available at 4, so you can keep your pipe dreams about.
That's Felicia Gillespie's credit. Available at 4. Why'd you have Felicia on? Oh, I think she's really funny. No, available at 4.
Ray DeVito coming back. Ray was like, I'm not I go to the gym.
Should be the name of Ray's next album. Ray DeVito, available at 4.
Him. That's when I go to the gym.
Table for one, available at 4.
Nobody goes to the gym at 4. Nobody. Nobody. People go to the gym early.
Don't crush grind. I do grind, brah. I do grind, brah. Mind your fucking business. I might be rich enough to smoke whole fucking buds. Get out of my space.
Early or late. Nobody goes at 4. Even if you go in the afternoon, you go at like 12. But Ray goes at 4. Why? I don't know. Ray's a loser. Because he's got to go to the gym. And
that's
then he's
going
to go do. He doesn't work that much as a stand-up. What does he have? Go to a schedule right now. See what he's got. I know he's got the stand next year, next month. May. Maybe it'll be on my birthday. When's the first Tuesday in May? I can't wait. I know Ray's got that booked. You should have Ray DeVito. It's based on whoever's available. That's who gets on the show.
Wow, I think that's how Eddie Brill did it over at Letterman. Who's available tonight? Dave wants to laugh. Hello.
Hey, man. I just thought of something. Wouldn't it be so funny? This is Texas F, by the way. Sorry. Wouldn't it be so funny, like, if everybody put, like, get a big red Sharpie and everybody draw a thing for Hackamania and take, like, a big group picture with everybody having a herp lip like Mr. Kevin.
Yeah, I'm going to put you in charge of organizing that.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, man. I'll bring like, 30 red Sharpies and just pass around. Yeah.
Why is it got to be a Sharpie? Why can't it be a dry erase?
I mean, Okay, a dry erase. Yeah, something easy to wipe off.
Yeah, we don't want to.
You're right.
Well, everyone's trying to get laid. We're walking around Vegas with giant red sores.
I was thinking, like, do you remember, like, the fake boogers, like, they used to sell? But those would be way more expensive if you got, like, a fake, like, herp lip, you know, to, like, actually put on.
Or, you know, maybe with this crowd, we'll get lucky. Half of them will be in season anyway.
Yeah, I feel like probably 70% of motherfuckers are already going to have one of them things that Kevin has. But it's probably going to be, like, on the upper side, you know, in the corner.
Yup.
Because they got mustaches.
Yup. Oh, the dog's arrived.
Yep.
Come lay over here. The dog's here. So look out, everybody. All right, anyway, bye.
Hey,
get out of my phone.
Love you, Brad.
Get out of my phone. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, the taxes theft. He asked me for a shirt, and I said no. But if you come to Hackamania, I'll give you a shirt. Just come to Hackamania. Show me your ID. Taxes theft.
I'm not going to beg people. Hey, can you do my show? Hey, Ray, can you do my show? You fucking loser. You fucking loser. Oh, Kevin, I'm not available for that's when I go to the gym. I'm going to be driving.
I mean, anybody can break this fool. I thought I was special. And, you know, John's neglected cat thought he was special. Ray DeVito broke Kevin now. I mean, this guy's just insecure and lonely. Why do you care about what Ray DeVito is doing? Let it go, you old fuck. Let it go. Yesterday's like, so they're like Melton's guys now. He's going to watch out for him. He's going to take care of him. It's like, take care of them. Pat's 10 years older than me. Ray's 8 years older than me. Hello? 6. I mean, fuck. Take care of them. I guess if it's like a hand job. I mean, this dude's just what every day. Ray. It's like, again, I never in my life could I ever imagine that stuttering John Melendez from the Howard Stern program and the Jay Leno nightmare and Kevin Brennan from Saturday Night Live and what is it? Hay Fever Now? Star Search? These big stars all do their podcasts about me. That's insane. Imagine Howard Stern just awkwardly tuning into it for the first time. Just like, now who's this Patrick Melton? I can't do a Stern. I can't do it anybody, but you know what? You know how I do it. The point is, you know, I could have never have dreamed these fucking like television legends. He even admits I'm a legend. It's a joke, Kevin. It's a joke. Yeah, I don't even know what to say. It's an honor. To like dry. I imagine they got so much attention, and for me to just like watch their program and be like, wow, your lip has, you know, the Red Sea right here. It's bad. You know, where's a potato filter when you need one? Help him out, Cardiff. You won't even give Cardiff the time of day. Fucking potato filter. It's the same color as potato skin. You should probably carve a little skin off a potato, put it there before a show with some tape. A la Jill Carlson.
Sorry. I have a guest. I forgot to send the. I hope I sent it right. I bet I don't.
I bet I don't.
My phone's so fucking. My phone's a fucking prima donna.
I want you to sit with the silence in juxtaposition.
It's based on availability
to this show.
Sorry. I got to check everything because Gmail fucked me up yesterday. Yeah, we had a lot of, we had some shit happening yesterday.
Great stuff. Great energy. Hello.
Hey, Patrick, I got an idea for Hackamania.
Yeah.
We say, me, you, and the other guys, I'll bring some cigars, but we become blood brothers. You know? Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, I'm going to let you organize that. And then we'll take the blood and we'll put it on everybody's lip for the picture.
I can't be held responsible for that, but I'll bring my pocket knife with me. Good Boy Scout, always prepared.
Jesus Christ. I think we'll be patting you down.
All right, toodles.
Bye. We're all going to make a blood pact in Hackamania. Holy fuck. What? Why? That's crazy.
It's my first day without Adam. It's my first day without Adam. So people are like, what's going on?
He had a pilot, Melton. No, he's very successful. No one's saying he's not. You're off the deep end, man. I never said he wasn't a big deal.
And then the dog grift begins. You're all losers for paying to fix his lice-infested beast of a dog. I would make that dog lick my saggy balls. I love you, Melton. Invite me to Hackamania.
She's gone. I don't know where she went. She's on patrol. She's on security duty.
People are.
I put a dog door in the studio for her so she can come and go.
Doing stuff. Yeah, but I didn't even know the soundboard was here. I didn't even tell me that. I could have fired Adam months ago if I knew the Levy laugh was right here, right on my disposal.
Wow.
What the fuck is it?
Someone's doing well.
Look, I could do it myself.
You got it.
I could have done it all myself.
This is like the joy we experienced with the green screen all over again.
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up!
Isn't that crazy?
Wild, Kev, wild. Slim Pickens, thank you very much for being a member. Dr. Rosenpenis here, just looking for the records room. Is it B1? I'm not getting the bit. I'm not getting that bit. Hello?
Hey, it's Catherine again. So speaking of knives and weapons, did you hear Tuki or Rocco, whatever, talking the other day about how he always, like, has a gun on him, basically how he always packs a weapon and how he had one at like one of the recent events and everything? I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, we actually talked a little bit about it, I think, in Atlantic City. We were did a little gun talk. But I mean, he lives in Colorado. Yeah, I think he was asking if it was. Yeah, I think that's why he was asking. He was asking if it was if you could open carry here. And of course you can. So, you know, again, will he have a gun at the venue? I don't know. Hopefully we'll hang it from a string on the stage and everybody can try to get at it blindfolded like a pinata. But the good news is if he has it, you'll see it. And the same with anybody. But I think if you get caught with like a blade here, that could be a bad time. I don't know what the blade laws are. boy. Also, I think like Vegas proper, like downtown Vegas, like what actually is Las Vegas, has a curfew and like a no tolerance law for it's like life. They did that recently, I think, in the past year, because it got like real rough down there for a minute.
I have to get dark and aggressive. I'll do it. I can do it myself.
Whether you love him or hate him, you can't.
Crumbum, you can carry your sword. Absolutely. I hope you're actually coming, Crumbum. Crumbum will be a fun one to meet. Anybody Kevin instinctually hates is a good guy. For real. I really believe that. Someone get me all the women's, all that woman's information immediately. Snitch, said Bedabbler. I imagine, I mean, look, it's easy to like, check a gun and fly with a gun. I really don't. I don't do that. It's too much hassle. I mean, it just seems insane. Sorry about the burping. Sorry.
Tookie's got a gun. Tookie's got a gun. His whole world's come undone from looking at SJ's son.
How good is Aerosmith, huh? Tookie's got a gun. We should make that. I'm looking forward to karaoke. You know. I'm looking forward to karaoke. We got to see, like, who has the goods. Even amongst the chat room, you know. It'll be good. We'll put name tags out so everybody can put on whatever name tag they want with whatever name they want. You can out yourself. You don't have to. Is K-Fur coming? Is he going to be the official weed supplier of the festival? If not, we're going to have a man on hand. There's a local comic who literally like walks around with a backpack and sells anything and everything you could want. So I'll definitely have him a swing through. And I mean mushrooms, pills, you name it, powder. He got it. Now, look, I don't endorse that kind of stuff. And maybe I'm just giving a heads up to our cops. But I want people to have a good time. K-Fur says he's there. And I imagine you're not flying with, I don't know. I'm not going to get in anybody's business. If K-Fur is there, I know a Santa sack over his shoulder. Oh, boy. We might, All right.
Stop watching him. It's Chad.
I got to really watch my tongue. You know, I talk too much about looking for that new venue. I got to watch my tongue. It got everybody all excited and frothed. And then, you know what, if things don't work out. And then I'm just telling you, you know, about my life. You know, I'm trying to share stuff with you guys. But, you know, life doesn't usually.
At Zuma.
What is he saying? There is no.
Well, I didn't even know we had that. Damn. Damn.
I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to too.
Good point.
Oh, now I think.
Someone's doing well.
Now he's just playing with the soundboard.
Catherine, please stop calling. You've exceeded your dials. You're going to give my ear herpes.
I like it when my AI voice says what my real voice can't. I like Catherine calling. I appreciate the women callers. Two women callers today. Give it up for them. I more women need to call in. Bless their heart. Bless their heart. All right, so this is when the Ian Hawk lookalike shows up. Looks like Elvis ate Ian Hawk.
Oh, there we go. There he is.
You here?
Yeah, I'm right here, Kevin.
All right, Dalton, tell me what's up. Tell me what's going on.
No, not much, man.
You got your ear to the ground, right?
I do have my finger on the pulse. Yeah,
what's happening?
I'm extremely online. Well, I mean, these days, I mean, me and Robbie are back together. We're dating again.
You are?
Yeah, me and Robbie Goodwin. it's me, him, and Crack Amico are doing a live stream show. We're actually taking a page out of your book. You kind of inspired us to do streaming because we saw.
Hey, Kevin, I know you're done now, you fuck. I know you're watching now, you fuck. Your show sucks now, you fuck. Hi, Kevin.
The fortune that you're receiving in super chats each day.
Everybody's talking about me.
Kevin, you've unearthed something that many comedians are not taking advantage of, and that's fleecing your audience.
Yeah. It looks like fucking Ricky Eight Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Through streaming.
You're correct, sir.
Yeah. So
he thinks super chats are Kevin's invention. Kevin, you figured out a way to do nothing and take away monies from your supporters.
We had a conversation where we're like, we got to get in on this streaming grift. And so we started a live stream show.
You and every other fucking creator that started podcasting in the past year. You and every other guy, fat boy. No, I don't know who this guy is. I'm kidding. But like they all like have this same like crazy revelation. Like, fuck, look what Kevin does. I could do that.
Called the Crowder Boys. And it's me, Robbie, and
the Crowder Boys. Pretty cool. It's like Proud Boys, but gayer. It's like Proud Boys, but the leader of it is still the leader of it. And there's a tape of him out treating his wife like an absolute sack of shit. Very, very cool.
Crack Amico.
Who is and this Crack Amico? I like the video.
You know, like when you're explaining something, you have to keep like gulping. It's we started a podcast called The Crowder Boys, and it's me, Crack Amico. It's like, okay.
Because he makes.
He's a Wigger fellow who lives in North Carolina. He's a very talented rapper.
A Wigger fellow. What university?
Rapper. And also just very, very funny. Like he's not a comedian necessarily, but he does.
Those songs are good.
Those very funny raps about
I mean, you don't want this guy promoting you though. Oh, yeah. Like that Crack Amico guy is very, very good. He's very, very good. And you got this guy out there promoting him like, he's actually like a Wigger fellow. And it's like, you talk like the fucking bitch that adopted Big Mike. You know what I mean? Are you Sandra's Bullock? What the fuck is going on? He's actually a white rapper type of fellow. He's pretty good. And he does these raps.
You would love him. Like,
no, I saw him. I saw some of the, I retweeted some of his stuff.
Yeah, yeah, he's great. He hates all the same people you hate, all the same people I hate.
He's got the same glimmer in his eye as Corey and Felicia. They all think, if I play my cards right, this could be my new gig. And then I'll get the Venmo after the show, like $200, you know? And he'll lose his mind. He'll be like, this fuck. I'm quitting TCBY tomorrow.
He funnels that hatred, that angst into some pretty amazing raps. And he's also just a funny dude. Like, he's fun to do.
Great question. Is he funny? Fuck. We heard you.
Broadcasting, whatever you want to call it. He's fun to do things with.
And
spit roast this pig. I'm kidding. I'm not. I hate him.
Did he? Is he a comic? He ever did stand up?
No, he doesn't do stand up. He's a musician. He's like primarily a music, like a rapper.
Well, how did he get involved?
Fuck! Kevin's not listening. This guy sucks. It's the second time you told us he's a rapper. He's a white rapper, fellow wigger, fellow rapper, fellow. Fuck! Fuck! We heard you. And then Kevin goes, "What? He's a comic." This dude's so lost because he's just staring at the giant oasis that is a sore on Kevin's lip. Kevin's so fucking preoccupied by the fact that he's being sniped.
Well, in a comedy scene.
Luis Gomez, Jay.
This is Kevin Brennan trying to interview. That's the exact problem with this. Do you want to know the truth? It's that Kevin Brennan's trying to be an interview show. He's lost. Another rudderless old man. Another rudderless old man. Today I'm an interview show. What? So are you, and then what does he do? What are you, my grandma? I see. And where does he, and how do you boys shut up?
Luis J. Gomez of Gas Digital.
Kevin looking around. He's not even paying attention.
I'm sure you're familiar. He, Luis, like a couple of years ago, had one of his mini contests that he likes to have. One of his radio call-in style contests.
I mean, this is, everyone knows this.
And it,
look at Kevin. He's looking around for the remote.
Was to find...
Your show sucks now. So commandeth the Lord.
Amico. I don't know how they had come up with this rap character they created at Gas Digital called Crack Amico, but he didn't exist yet. So they were having different wiggers submit to be Crack Amico. And so... It's funny. I don't even know Crack's like Christian name. I don't know his slave name. I just know him as Crack Amico. So whoever Crack was prior to this submitted something to Lewis, and it was just like, you know, by a country mile better than anything anyone else had submitted.
Yeah.
So Lewis really liked it, and so Lewis knighted him as, you know, baptized him in the waters of Gas Digital as Crack Amico. And he's been Crack Amico ever since. He just sits in his apartment in North Carolina thinking of new ways to hate Bert Kreischer and make songs about it.
But was he in a boxing thing? Was he the boxer guy too?
Yeah, he did one of Lewis, is like what did Lewis call it? The Carnival of Combat. And he went up against
So this guy's just like a skank fest guy. He's going to like walk us through everything that happens at Skankfest. Painkiller says this is horrible. This is your guy. Yeah, don't think I don't see you guys over there shitting on me all the time. This is your guy. You know, it's not my fault he sucks now. I'm a Kevin Brennan fan. I'm here for it. I hope it turns around. I hope he finds his way. I don't want to see a 64-year-old man try to figure it out again. Fuck. You had it. Just bring Chad back on and dunk. Bring Chad back. You had it. Bring Chad and Ray back on and just keep dunking, baby. He's lost. You don't want to get tangled up with the Legion of Skanks and all this. I mean, what are we doing? Fuck. And now you got this fucking inflatable flea market clown over here. Woo. Jesus Christ. How hard did this motherfucker work on his costume?
Dylan. I'm afraid to say this guy's last name. Dylan Negri.
Yeah, don't say it.
It's a tough name to try and say, but yeah, they box each other. And Dylan is like the Nepo Baby Jew producer at Gas Digital, or he was. And he's a good, I like Dylan. Like, I think he's a good dude overall. He's just, you know, obnoxious. So
Nepo baby Jew producer. Fluffy baby puffy pancakes. Nepo baby Jew producer.
I think everybody was rooting for Crack in that match, but Crack lost. But this is how great Crack is and how humble.
Kevin is so fucking bored. What if we just all hashed it out, Kev? What if we just all hashed it out? I'm sorry, you're sorry, Ray's sorry. We're all sorry. What if I even start over with Chad? We're all just sorry and squash it. Just kidding. Chad, burn in hell, fag. Chad's an idiot. Chad's a fucking idiot. Smash the like button if you agree. For real.
This wispy sideburn having motherfucker got skin glistening like a pig at a roast.
Pig at a roast. I gotta hear that one again. Pig at a roast.
This wispy sideburn having motherfucker got skin glistening like a pig at a roast.
Pig at a roast. Pig at a roast. No, Milton. Fuck KB. Yeah, I know. I'm kidding, of course. Even if we do make up with Kevin, we all know he'll turn again. He'll turn again.
Well, he is, and what a, as Lewis would say, real ass dude.
What a fucking snore fest this clown is. And he thinks he's going to start a podcast where he just starts getting money raining down on him. Hi, what's up? Y'all know what I got together with Kakamiko. And we're going to start a podcast. And we're going to, you know, I thought John was going to revolutionize the whole podcast industry. You know, with all the super chats, now just gripping your listeners and shit. And I thought, fuck, you know, he done figured it out. And I'm going to go get on now. We'll start our own podcast called The Crowder Boys. And we'll just get it, all fucking gripped it up.
Who he is. When he lost that boxing match, he wrote a diss track about himself. So he practiced some humility there and made a rap about himself and got a bunch of views and probably made money on it. So good, you know, good on him. Is it somebody's at Stuttering John is asking, is this later. The unfunny version of John Belushi? No, that's John Belushi. The funny version of John Belushi is Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi stinks.
No, Jim Belushi's great. Have you not seen Kevin? Have you not seen Twin Peaks season 3, Twin Peaks: The Return?
I can
Kevin, fuck you. You ain't seen the new Wonder Years season 4, episode 3. When Winnie has to choose between Kevin and another boy, shit.
I can proudly say I haven't seen any of Twin Peaks.
Jim Belushi is the breakout star of Twin Peaks.
Who cares?
What is this show now? Keep pretending it's good. Keep pretending this is good. This show's shit. Bring back Chad. You need him, Kevin. You ain't the magic, buddy. You ain't the magic. You need the basket so you can make the dunk, okay? You got nowhere to put the ball right now, my friend. I mean, stop trying different flavors of Liam. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's an obsession with me. You just keep trying different fat, bearded men. Wow, I'll find one that loves me eventually. You'll see, Melton. I mean, get over it. You don't see me hunting around for a bunch of hot dogs. I'm not looking around to find the reddest guy I can bring on to talk to. Grow up. This is pathetic what you're doing. You got rid of all the fins, and you're still hunting around for a bearded fat. There's got to be one out there that's as funny as him. Remember how he used to dote on me? He would go on and on and on. I'm sorry, Mountain's funny. I'm sorry, man. What is it? You know, he would do all my stuff. He loved it. Now he's broken. He's hunting around. He doesn't know what to do because for once he meant it. You know, he tells Ray he was funny and his special. Right, Ray. Whatever you need to hear. I mean, this is getting... This is what you're letting your show turn into, season four of Twin Peaks, and whether or not it has artistic merit because of Jim Belushi. I'm going to do another bong. I'm going to do another bong about it. This is dog shit, dog. Just text me and say you're sorry. Just text me and say you're sorry. We photoshopped that thing off your lip. We pretend like this never happened. This one's for you, Kevin. I know you love it.
We got a fish lunch.
The guy had every opportunity in the world to be something, and he was just, he's the fucking John Belushi's back brother.
Jim Belushi is, you, Kevin, please go watch all of, okay, watch.
I'm not going to watch anything.
Watch Kevin, do me a favor. Download the box set of 24, season 2. Jack Bauer has gotten himself into quite a pickle.
The first, no such thing.
Kevin, listen to me. Watch the first two seasons of Twin Peaks, then watch the movie Fire.
I've never rooted for an active shooter more than I am right now.
I'm not watching anything.
Come on. Oh, that one got to him. That one got to him. You're my Melton. Okay. What a fucking idiot. What a fucking loser. Melton, Melton, won't you be my friend? Melton, Melton, we played poker till the end. I admit you made me smile. I admit you made me laugh. Melton, oh, Melton, won't you join me in the bath? I said, oh, Melton, said Melton, won't you join me in the bath? I'm sorry I took my video down, but you gotta do the math. I'm gonna upload it to Patreon. I'm gonna put the links up soon. Oh, Melton, Melton, grab me the shampoo. Okay, sorry. There's a bit about Brennan and I in the tub. And just like erotic, you know, just kind of like fun and nasty at the same time. Like a nasty, fun song for us boys. Okay, what are we gonna talk about or do? Are we caught up? All these fucking, no, we are not caught up. Okay, sorry about that. I don't get this one. Dr. Rosenpenis here, just looking for the records room. Is it B1? Painkiller, you've never seen me in Kevin's chat. Take it back. Okay. I take it back. I get everybody mixed up. I'll just yell. If you capitalize your name, you're all the same to me. Anyway, thank you for this super chat. Easy 1, 2, 3. See? I mix you up all the time. It's a real thing. That really happens to me. Hello.
Hey, Patrick. Hi. So, hey, real quick. Did you know that on Who Are These Podcasts, there was a fan who used to, like, help out with the show a lot, and he was, like, a big caller, and, like, he would submit bits and stuff. His name was Podcast Hitman. This is like,
oh, yeah, I heard about this guy, yeah.
Yeah, he ended up killing his wife, and he, like, had her in the basement, and he was, like, cutting off her back and, like, eating it or some crazy shit like that.
Hold on, what? Does anybody know the full story about this? Because I've heard the lore.
No, it's true. There's a new story.
Hold on, say it again. Tell me everything you know. Say everything you know.
Okay. I'm not 100%, on this, but basically.
That's how we like it over here.
So basically there was this guy, right? He was a big part of WATP, Podcast Hitman. We all knew him. He was like a huge part of the show. And then it's not funny, but it is.
It's very funny.
His wife was like missing for like 3 months or something. And then I guess they found her dead body in the basement.
Mama!
And then, And then on her back, he was like cutting off her back fat. And like, I don't know if he was eating it or what, but like, he was like dismembering her corpse. I think while he was submitting bits to Carl and WATP. So I was just, I don't know why, but I got kind of high the other day and I was thinking, I wonder if Aaron is capable of that.
Like, he just had her in the basement slicing off parts like an Imbarco ham.
I mean, it wouldn't be that crazy, right? Like, it already happened once. So I don't know. That was just my thoughts. So.
Okay. Wow. What a downer. Way to bring us all to the earth. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that.
Good news, guys. I know you all miss Patrick. We got the Wish version of Melton. He's not exactly Melton, more like a multiverse Melton.
Come on.
MLC wants Melton back. We have Melton at home.
Zulu, good gorilla. Zulu like onions.
These are the ones that are not going to help. These are the ones that are not going to help. That, Kevin, that voice was not your wife. I know what you're thinking. It's a dead ringer. But no, no. We had that voice way before that. That's Delethian Gross. She's a pastor / faith healer / gross lady. Slim Pickens. Everybody poke the like button 2 times per show. That's what I do. Don't do that. Whatever you do, do not do that. Now Melton will have double the likes. You're welcome, Melton. Send me a couple of steak sandwiches. We'll call it even, Melton. Spatulas only, guys. Hello.
Hey, it's me again. I can tell you anything you want to know about Matthew Lewinsky, a podcast hitman, and his, now ex-girlfriend, Jerry, who is apparently, according to the lore, also a trans individual. And he had her down in the basement for like 7 months, basically. And they only found out because the neighbors complained about the smell. Apparently his dad owned the condo that he lived in or whatever. And so his sister came over, and then that's how they found Jerry. And yeah, he was eating her. And now he's in jail. I think he's awaiting trial. And he regularly writes Carl letters, and he asks for people to send him money. And for Carl to send him like nudes of his wife and stuff.
Oh no. I don't even know what to do with that.
Yeah, and he was so involved with WATP prior to his arrest and everything too. So like, he's keeping his, you know, girlfriend in the basement, and meanwhile he was like contributing. It was a while ago now, so I can't even remember.
Wait, is this Catherine?
I know he was always. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's Catherine, everybody. People in the chat want to know.
Oh, sorry. I thought they were like...
We're going to call you Kath. Anyway. We're going to save time. We're going to call you Kath.
No worries.
No worries. Where are you from?
Oh, Canada.
Yeah.
That's why I made the gun comment.
It's funny because you said, Canada.
Well, yeah, because I'm not from where you guys are all from. Anyways. Yeah.
Where you guys are all from. It's not another world.
I guess it feels like it. Well, I mean, that's why I made a gun comment, because I forget that, like,
okay,
I'm from
so
Canada where we don't.
How long is this guy in jail? Could he technically get out and go kill Carl?
No. He's still awaiting trial. And, I mean, I find it highly unlikely he won't be convicted.
He won't be?
I find it unlikely.
Oh,
it's
sorry,
highly
sorry.
Likely.
I'm high.
I assume
high.
You sorry.
Said it weird.
No worries.
All right. So this guy, but he'll get out. I mean, this is, you kill one person and you can get like 7 years. I guess
yeah,
if you eat him.
I'm sure. But Carl's never going to piss him off the way that, you know, your wife or whatever will piss you off. So I think Carl's safe.
All right. Thanks for the insight. We appreciate it, Kath.
No worries. Thanks, Patrick. Have a good one.
You too. People are saying less women callers. It's very mean. You know, we want to be inclusive here, unless you're trans. Thank you, Slim Pickens. We'll see about the sandwiches. B-Snacks. Hey, Melton, do a Boomhauer impression explaining how much you suck Carl off from WATP. I swear to God, I can't really do a boom. What is it? De La LaRue, thank you for the stonker. Slim Pickens is back again. Jesus Christ, Patrick, I'm looking for the records room so I can determine whether or not Brennan has bone or lip cancer. He may be trying to hire a junkie to kill him. Maybe that's true. What else could explain this? Bring it back, Brennan. Melton loves Carl. I don't know Carl, man. I swear to God, everybody's... Y'all are nuts. I can just get along with it. It's like, say people like, Joey Z, da, da, da. It's like, just come have fun and quit being an asshole. It's going to be great because if you don't want to watch WATP, you can go drink and smoke and meander with the other people. There's going to be activity. Go buy a shirt. Go buy a shirt. No, don't read it. Fuck you, bitch. I do what I want, B-snacks. More like biatch snacks. Am I right? Like a fucking bitch. Like a fucking bitch. You want to watch Kevin flounder around yesterday? He took that down, but he can't take them all. You'll never take them all, Kev. Although it's probably not on Patreon, is it? You stupid fuck. Oh, 4 days ago is the last show on Patreon. 4 fucking days ago. What a bitch. Yeah, he has no idea what he's doing. He has no idea what he's going to do. And the problem is he doesn't have anybody he can trust to, like, do it. So it's just going to be Flounder City, baby.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, thank you for helping me snipe Kevin today. We did it. Emergency show. We're not going to be doing this all the time. Don't worry. It's not. I don't have anything against Kevin. It's just funny. It's funny to watch. He's freaking out. He's paranoid. He has no one to hold on to. He's changing the show. He's going through the motions. It's how you say embarrassing. Did I do that one? Okay. Look, you can all go fucking kill yourself. What did we learn today? I don't know. Yesterday's MLC is on YouTube. Oh, let's see if we'll take that one down like a bitch. That'd be great. That'd be very cool.
You're listening to Misery Loves Company. Company alive.
Oh. Look at me, making money. Big platform. Getting subscribed.
Got you, Kevin! Suck my dick! It's an effect I do whenever I say dick to make it sound like it's bigger. Bill Loney, she was referring to podcast Hitman. He killed his fiance and left her dead body in the basement while he streamed. He often asked Carl and Vinny for porn and money. It's old news. Yeah, we got it. We got it.
Fine, I admit it. I'm a Carl Cuck. So much that Jenny Jingles is going to let me play the triangle with the isotopes at Hackamania.
Wow. That'd be an honor, actually.
Subscribers. Knowing people. Or something. Chicken something.
All right, so
Chad doesn't know how to start a show either. Do you understand? It's like two guys that don't know how to do a show. 101 type shit. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name's Diz. This is the show. This is how it, like, You do have to kind of start it. And poor baby boy Chad over here on his leash doesn't even have that. He's like, this is fucked.
So Bocchetti's supposed to be here. Of course, he can't get it working. Of course, the Adam's not here. He's been here every fucking time, except Adam doesn't. I'm not going to spend too much time trying to figure out. Sorry, I just can't. I can't. I would like to. I'd like to be everybody's best friend, but I can't. Mike said I have a different email.
Nanerpuss, Nanerpuss. And guess what? I love Nanerpuss.
I don't know what's going on. It's annoying. I can't keep up. Maybe why we won't even do a show today. I've already.
Classic Brennan. I might not even do a show. I might quit. It might be short. I might even let you guys. We know, Kevin. We know. Like, fuck.
Probably people are.
Write some new material.
Flipping this.
Yeah. Up. Back to the old mud drinking ways.
Yeah, my lost interest has already made a.
Clipping it. Yeah, my lost interest. Does he already have a clip up about it? Yeah.
So Adam's not there to normalize their volume. So Chad's really quiet. Kevin's really loud.
I mean, I can't even. I just can't even fucking. Jesus Christ. Felicia, I sent you a link if you want to jump on. I mean, I don't know.
We don't really have anything planned otherwise. I hope someone. You know, God knows there's no ideas rattling around in Chad's head.
I mean, Bocchetti. Let me call him.
I can send him the link through a.
Call Bocchetti now. He's already helpless. 1 minute in. Fuck. All I have is Chad. You know it's bad when he's like scrambling for Bocchetti. You know you're a worthless sack of Zumok when he's scrambling to get Bocchetti on to save the show. Fuck. And Chad did his hair for this.
A DM on Twitter.
Yeah, send him a link. Do you have his email?
No, we have his Twitter. I'll just send him the link that you sent me. I think that's the best way to do it.
I don't know why every phone is like.
Could this have all been done before the show started? And you know they were still 20 minutes late. He's getting now where it's like minimum 20 minutes late every fucking show.
Every device. Yeah, Mike, I don't know what's going on. Chad's going to send it to you now. So we sent you the same. We only have one email address for you. So I don't know what.
Again, if you remember the problem, Kevin, let it auto-complete the link. So Kevin sent the wrong link. It's Kevin's fault.
It's Mike, B-O-C-C-H-E.
You're on the air. You're on the air. Don't give out your email. Anyway.
Tell Bocchetti I'm DMing him on Twitter right now.
DMing you on Twitter, the link.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, just send it to him.
I mean, seriously, come on, man.
Come on, man. I might quit my own show, right? It might be a short one today, right? Kevin.
I miss Adam.
Jesus Christ, I didn't think we really needed him, but I guess we do.
I mean, like, he won't even look at Chad's not another person. Chad's useless. Chad, your job is to make the show go. So make the show go. Help him make it go. Chad's just sitting there waiting for him. Like, yeah, do what you got to do. Take a call. Look through your phone. I'll wait silently. Like I'm not getting paid.
Seriously.
Well, if it's okay, I'm going to go ahead and plug my gig this weekend because I just found out about it. I'm at Laugh Out Lounge in Winter Haven, Florida, headlining. So come on out.
Whew. Wait till I tell you.
Wait till I tell you. Maybe next week. Wait till I tell you Monday. Wait till I tell you what he made.
Plenty of tickets.
They haven't sold one ticket. You can go see a seating chart online. They haven't sold one ticket.
Looks like a Shuley show.
It looks like a Shuley show. Hope it's on Reddit. They haven't sold one ticket.
Hope you can make it out. You live in-
Mumble through it some more. I'll be there. As if there's this imaginary army of fans that never quite make it out. Yeah, I hope you guys make it out this time. You have 78 worldwide supporters. 78. Now, that means you might have 300 who would go see you locally. You might have 500 from MLC that would go see you locally if you were in their town. You don't play anywhere else other than Florida. You never fucking leave the Central Florida corridor. It's embarrassing. And it's Winter Haven is, it's like Polk County. It's halfway between Tampa and Orlando. It's dog shit. I used to live in Polk County. It's dog shit. It's where Mersh lives. It's where Mersh lives. Does that help? Does that help? Mersh lives in a bigger town in Polk County than Winter Haven. Mersh lives in Lakeland. Holy shit. I mean... Now again... I'm from there. It's just a small town. It's a nowhere place. Chad thinks he has these fans tucked away in these places. He's constantly calling out, like, hope you guys can make it out. What guys? What fucking guys? Name two. You know, that's why the one time fans came out, he wasn't even on the show. They found out, remember? And Chad's like, oh, somebody came for me? Fuck, that never happened. That never happened.
Orlando area. It's where the Indian Spring.
It's not in the Orlando area. I mean, what a fucking idiot. What a fucking idiot. He's closer to Tampa than Orlando. Facts. Facts.
Training used to be Winter Haven. For all you baseball fanatics.
Again, Chad bringing the energy while Kevin's busy. Love it. Love it. Big energy. Big show. I see why he makes $1,500 a show, though. You got to admit why people throw hundreds at him. The effort. The production, the effort, the guests, unparalleled, bar none, the finest available. Shower him with hundreds. I agree. No, I'm saying I agree. I'm saying that he deserves it. No one puts more work in.
And thanks for supporting live comedy.
Oh, here he is.
Finally, we could start the show.
Happened.
There he is.
Adam's not here, so I got fucked.
What happened? And the good news is, he'll never turn on you. He'll never turn on you. You can always know that. Once you give him a lot of money, he's in your corner. For life. For life. He's not the kind of guy who just flips on people.
Happened?
Adam quit, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're all sorry.
Yeah, but I'm not mechanically inclined, as you know.
Yeah, that's why it seems like you've been having no trouble getting on the show, but all of a sudden now that Adam's not here, it's not working.
Now, don't forget, the whole problem was Kevin sent the wrong link. But he's berating Buschetti.
Working. You got to go through Chad.
Okay.
Which is never good.
No, it's good because I wanted to tell you guys, right? I slept through the earthquake.
Oh, in New York?
Yeah, I didn't hear it happen. My whole family heard it. I slept right through it.
Mike, that was like a week ago. Now we're focused on the eclipse.
Yeah, I slept through the eclipse.
Yeah, but you know what? The eclipse.
Chad slept through the eclipse, Mike.
Yeah, but you know what? The eclipse.
Mike, Chad made a joke.
Oh, what happened?
That's your MLC now. And you just heard him plan out every Monday. Buschetti, you got to go through Chad now to get your link from now on. This is their new lineup. They're going to run this Buschetti thing into the ground. And then he'll turn on Chad again because that'll get boring. Mark my words. And then Chad will be back because the new losers are boring. Pat might come back at some point. It's sad and painful at the same time, man. I don't know what to say. And again, Kevin Brennan fan. MLC, falling off. This is a shell of what it was. Even a year ago. Even 6 months ago. This is bottom tier dog shit. I want to thank the executive producer for today's program, Bob Levy for life. Bob Levy for life, we couldn't do the show without you. Thank you so much. And all the high rollers at sea who helped this show grow and grow. And it's always a short list at the beginning. Everyone goes, short list. It'll grow. People give me money. It happens. You'll see MSO. Arguing to make my thing the MSO thing. No. We'll make money. Another win for Old Steel 2. I'm going to blow my brains out. We're going to do a watch of Star 80. A complete watch of the film. I don't know when. I don't know when. Tonight, tomorrow, soon. It's going to count as our members only show this week. I will not be able to do a members only this week. And if you're not in the overdose, I don't know why you're not in the overdose. This is the best way to support the show. Hello.
Hey, Pat, no bit. I'm really curious. So you're dealing with in your profession some of the dumbest human beings on the planet. What at the end of the day, like when you're done and you go live a normal life outside of this show, how do you separate the ridiculousness of what you do for a living with you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
does that make sense?
It's isolating in the sense that you can't really talk to strangers about it with any kind of depth.
Yeah. I understand. That's got to be really difficult.
No, I love it. I hate people. I really do. Yeah, I mean, it's why I have to yell at the chat 7 times a day.
Yeah, no, I get you. I hate people too. Most of them are horrible human beings, but there are a few that are great, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like comedians get it, other content creators get it. And it's also like it's becoming more prevalent in society, right? People know who influencers are. They know what YouTube is. They know what a YouTuber is.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be all gay here or anything, but the only reason I kind of follow you is because, and a couple other people, is because you can tell it, there's a giant chasm between people that understand how ridiculous this is and other people that think that it's normal, and it's not. It's just
right.
insanity. But we all like making fun of people, and it's crazy that people pretend that we don't.
But that's why it's that's why it's funny when people like Kevin or Joey C or whatever start screaming and stuff, because it's like, I mean, this is the stupidest thing on earth.
It is dumb, but anyway, you're a real smart dude, and I don't know how much longer I'm going to keep watching you, but that's the only reason I do, because you're smarter than the rest of them.
Right.
And also, one last thing, I'm sorry. You also actually have a vocabulary that makes sense, and most of these people don't. Like, they're idiots. They're really dumb human beings. Anyway, later, brother.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm smarter than anybody, and I don't know if my look, I have the same degree as Ray, so I appreciate the call very much. Thank you. But, like, I have the same degree as Ray, so I think I'm fucking dumb. That's a fact. Ray got the same degree as me. How smart can I be? I'm not saying I'm not smarter. I'm saying there's no proof. I'm definitely funnier. I won't even argue about that. But fucking Ray. Chad did his hair. I can't. I won't. All right, everybody. Thanks so much. Abrupt ending.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking an low point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. That'll make the Taco Pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker. So bold the family probably get arrested.